This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, our host discusses the program plans of the Antichrist. Here's Dr. Davis.
The program of the Antichrist is mentioned in verses 3 through 4. Satan will use the death and resurrection of the Antichrist. The beast will be wounded, but then be healed, and the whole world will worship him because they will think he is a deity because he was able to be raised from the dead. Imagine if JFK would have been brought back to life when he was assassinated. What kind of impact would that have had on the nation of the United States? So in review, we know that the Antichrist will be charismatic, clever. We know that he'll be cultic. We know that he'll be cruel. We know that he will come up inconspicuously. We know that he will gradually gain power. We most likely know that he will come from the government of Rome and that he will be a Gentile. But just to take a break here to tell you where we are on the timeline, we are in the middle of the 3.5 years of the tribulation. The Great Tribulation, which is the last 3.5 years, is characterized by Daniel in chapter 9, verse 27. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. He will turn to politics, to religious worship of the Antichrist. And on the wing of abomination shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate, which is the bowl judgments. And I'm going to read Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 through 28, as I think that gives light into where we are on the timeline of end time events. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, which is what I read before, the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. Let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. But then there will be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. That if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go out. Look, he's in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, the eagles will be gathered there. For wherever the carcass is, the eagles will be gathered together. We are at the midpoint of the tribulation and the start of the great tribulation. I'm going to continue to read in Matthew chapter 13, verses 11 through 18. Just want to read that, as I think that is very important. And he answered to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has to him, more will be given, for he will be given abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.